Namum Myoho Renge Kyo. Hello everyone, welcome to the Buddhahood Podcast. This is just a short note to get your input on a question I have. I have a set of lectures that I did not long ago on the Lotus Sutra. What I did was this. I took every chapter, not only of the Lotus Sutra itself, but also the preceding introductory sutra of innumerable meanings, and also the closing sutra, often called that, with three chapters of its own. And I did a video or a set of videos on each chapter. I read the chapter as I offer my input and interpretations to help make the meaning of the Lotus Sutra and the Buddhist teachings within them more accessible to our day, from the scholarship of 2,700 years through bodhisattvas and Shakyamuni himself, all the way to Nichiren, and then scholarship, academic scholarship and translations from that point on, my own study of over 40 years, and try to make this stuff plain talk, relatable, easy to understand. And I invite questions because that only helps my practice, right? As well as yours. So here's my question. I'm thinking of doing either a daily or a twice daily push of the audio from each of those videos that are currently up on YouTube if you want to watch the videos. But I understand that for a lot of people, podcasts are a lot easier to access and carry around with them and listen to while you do other activities like driving or jogging or whatever it is that you do. And I'm having a lot of great response on this podcast, which has only been up for about a week or so. So here's what I want to know. I've been throwing up there a lot of different terms and concepts of Buddhism and putting some podcasts up, some audio podcasts. And I just recently put up a series of, I think about five or maybe seven podcasts, all relating to the Diamond Sutra and doing exactly what I'm describing that I did for the Lotus Sutra. I took it chapter by chapter, read it through, and offered insights and as to the meaning of the language that's in these ancient writings. But 43 podcasts in a row on the Lotus Sutra might not be everybody's cup of tea. So my question is this. Should I keep them all cohesive and put them in order on the podcast so they're all available to you and you can just pick and choose through them as you wish? Or should I break it up and do two or three podcasts in one day and then the next day pick a different subject, a different question, and then go back to the Lotus Sutra? I'm kind of the mind of just putting up all the Lotus lectures in one group and just letting you guys pick through them while I work on other things and put them up after. Anyway, email me, if you would, at tlksylvain@gmail.com. That's TLK, that's Tom Larry King, SYLVAIN, that's S as in Sam, Y as in, I've never come up with a good word for Y, L as in Larry, V as in Victor, A, I, N as in Nancy, @gmail.com. tlksylvain@gmail.com. And, you know, give me your comments, your thoughts. Alternately, well, that would be the best way to get a hold of me. And I'll just take those emails over the next day or two and see what the general consensus is amongst you guys. And I have a feeling it's going to be to just put up the Lotus Lecture. So I'll probably start doing that this evening or tomorrow. But I won't put them all up until I hear from you. Anyway, there's a lot of interest about the Lotus Sutra, so I thought I'd do a special little podcast just to inform and get your input on. I'll use that input for the next few series, because I have the Virmalakirti, the Lankavatara, I have some things on the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, and so I can do them all in big chunks like that. So it's almost like having an audiobook. All right, and with that, I'll let your ears go. And I sure appreciate your guys' feedback and participation, getting so much excitement about this project. I'm glad I finally got around to doing podcasts. And that's it for this one. So thank you for participating. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. Take care of your health. And let me know what you think. All right. Take care.